Okay, this is case number 118-0213 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is the Ann Nguyen. And the time right now is about 1:40. It is October 30th, 2018. And the appellant has not appeared. There is someone here on behalf of the city. Please state and spell your first and last name.
My name is Avery Hafley, A-V-E-R-I-E-H-A-F-L-E-Y.
And your title, please?
I'm Parking Enforcement Officer, M as in Mary, 130.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here. Before we get into the evidence, I just need to take a look and see if any notice was sent out to the appellant since they are not here. I do see in the file that there's a copy of a notice of hearing. It's got today's date and time for the hearing correctly stated, as well as location. And it also says that those arriving late may lose the opportunity to present their case or to hear other parties' testimony. At this time, I am going to check in with the hearings clerk to see if the appellant has had any contact with this office.
On October 29th, we did receive a call. The appellant was inquiring about requesting a reschedule. They were told how to go about doing so, but that if had not been received, the hearing would go on as scheduled. And we have received no request for reschedule.
Thank you. I'm just going to take a look at the file to just double check that we haven't received any request to reschedule, and I do not see that we have anything. Additionally, I do not see anything that tells me that the notice was returned as undeliverable. So it does look like the courtesy notice of hearing was correctly mailed out. And because we did not receive any request to reschedule, I am going to proceed with the hearing today. And Ms. Hafley, when you looked at the information that the appellant submitted, did you see anything that you believe I should throw out or disregard because it has nothing to do with the hearing today?
If you can give me a moment to find the page.
Sure.
There, on the second paragraph of section A6, it states that the...
Real quickly, let me preface my question with, is it something that you disagree with, or is it something that you think has, like, really nothing, no bearing on the decision?
Well, it has nothing to do with me and my tow. It's for a previous officer.
Okay.
It's not valid of my tow. It's an opinion.
Okay. I would like for you to tell me about that position
sure.
When I place you under oath.
Sure, no problem.
And the question that I'm asking kind of right now is kind of like, what can I even look at when I make a decision? So it's really a question of, did something get stuck in here that doesn't belong because it talks about another car being towed or really has nothing to do with the hearing?
I see what you're saying, then no.
Okay. And I reviewed everything you submitted and what the appellant submitted. It does all look relevant. That's pretty much what I'm asking.
Okay.
And so I am going to admit exhibits 1 through 18. That enables me to look at the documents. However much I should look at them or if there are parts you disagree with, that's what I want you to tell
okay.
me under oath.
I also have 3 more pages that I would like to submit because I was informed that Portland Maps was not a preferable map.
Okay.
Submitted to the hearings office.
Please go ahead and hand that to the security officer and we'll get those marked as exhibits. And so we're looking at a case here where it looks like the vehicle was towed for parking in a no parking anytime area. Do you have any questions for me before I place you under oath?
No.
Okay. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And just make sure to speak a little bit louder or move the microphone. Yeah, the air just turned on.
Sorry.
Okay.
No problem.
Go ahead, Ms. Hafley. Tell me why you believe you made the correct decision to tow the vehicle.
Good afternoon. As I said, my name is Avery Hafley. I'm a parking enforcement officer. And on October 11th, I was given a service request number 738, to respond to a no parking anytime. on Southwest Whitaker Street between U.S. Veterans Hospital Road and the dead end. At this time, I noticed a vehicle that was in the no parking anytime zone, which is stated clearly by two no parking signs that are pointed directly at the vehicle, which also my photographs show the vehicle in between the two no parking signs. And then also, this vehicle was cited two times previous on 10-9 for no parking anytime and on 10-10 for no parking anytime. So by the third service request, I was also informed by my witness, Officer Blue, if I can have him also come up.
Just finish your statement, and then we'll call him.
That the vehicle has been there the whole time for 3 days and still did not move the vehicle. The first time it was moved further into the no parking anytime zone, but as I cited it, it did not move the vehicle. They did not move it.
Away from that
space? Away from the space. The citation that was on the vehicle previously by Mr. Blue was taken off the vehicle so that, in my opinion, that was them accepting the citation and noting that the vehicle is in the no parking anytime. So again, on the third day, that's when I decided to tow the vehicle. Also, I wanted to say that our dispatch confirmed that the vehicle was parked on public right-of-way twice by two different officers.
Does that include you?
Yes.
And how did the dispatch confirm that?
They look up on the Portland ARC maps that are purvey to parking enforcement.
Would these be the maps that you submitted?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so exhibits 19, 20, and 21, I will admit them into the record, and so, okay. Let me just take a look at here at the maps you submitted. It looks like it's 3333. That's the street number.
That's the actual street number. That's the closest to Southwest Whitaker Street.
Okay. And then I did look at the map that you had previously submitted.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want me to know with the additional maps?
The additional map is just the actual name of the map because I was told Portland maps was not acceptable by the hearings office, so I had a supervisor print out the ARC maps, which was considered a preferable map from previous hearings.
Okay. I have never heard that before, so that's a surprise to me. Another hearings officer might have
must
said
have been.
Something
I was
like
just
that.
Told okay. previous. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's always good to cover your bases whenever you're unsure. Send it in to us, and the more you have, the more we can look at it. So I do think that the map that you previously submitted is enough for me. It shows, you know, Portland maps. It looks like a map. It doesn't look like there's been any sort of, like, alteration to make it look, you know, not legitimate. So, but thank you for submitting the other maps.
Sure.
Before you decide whether or not to call Mr. Blue as your witness, let's talk a little bit more because it might not be necessary if you've got all the answers for me. So this is a really weird situation because in your photographs, or actually in the photograph that the appellant submitted, she's showing that there's some sort of barricade towards the end of that parking space that says private parking only. Do you see that photograph?
Vaguely, but yes. I believe, so my copy is very
skewed. Oh, because
skewed,
of the fax machine
so
copy.
I can't actually.
Okay, would you like to see this version?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you make a copy of this?
And so we're gonna get a copy for you. I apologize for the fax version, it is unclear, but at the end of that parking space, it looks like there's a private parking only sign.
Okay.
Did you see that when you sighted the car?
I did see some sort of sign, but the validity doesn't trump a city sign.
The city didn't put it up?
No. Thank you.
Okay, so you've got hopefully a clear copy.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so So the city, it looks like, so the park, it says private parking only, and then there's, it's on what looks like a barricade.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me the city had nothing to do with putting that up?
Correct.
Okay. And then I think if I remember correctly, you also said that this area is public right-of-way because it's a walkway, or?
It's just public right-of-way. If you look at the maps, whether it's a walkway, a road, is still considered public right-of-way. And when you look at the actual map that's printed through, it goes right through the trees.
Okay.
A walkway is included. So if you look on the map that you were referencing to,
mm-hmm.
This is where the walkway is, right here, where the trees are.
Yeah, and you've got a big black arrow. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, this is a little strange to me, because if the vehicle was parked in that space, wouldn't the building then be in the public right-of-way, this balcony-type deal?
Often, yes.
And so we're, when I look at the Portland maps, there is a little bit near the building,
mm-hmm.
that someone, it could be part of where the vehicle was parked. How was it determined that the vehicle was precisely just outside of the bounds of the property line versus, you know, just within?
Because the property lines were confirmed through our dispatch. So the property line is exactly at the house, and actually the house sits on the property line, which sometimes when builders, I'm just gonna add, sometimes builders don't correctly identify the property lines and can build on property lines. So I've had instances where I've had to cite a vehicle that went up to their driveway, their door of their house. Like, their whole driveway was included because it was considered public right-of-way. The property line is actually, see where the public, that sign is?
Mm-hmm.
That's the property line, right here. So that means this whole, that's public right-of-way.
I'm sorry, what are you pointing at?
So see where the house is?
Uh-huh.
So when you're walking along this house, although it might look private, it's actually public right-of-way. The sign is posting, that's a city sign, literally on the house, pointing towards that area.
Okay.
And when you see the other sign, the arrow right here, where the area parking permitted area, is pointing away from the house.
Okay. So when dispatch confirmed that this was part of the public right-of-way, like, do they do anything? I guess, can you just describe that real quick about the process? Just since we're talking about a specific point on a map. Since they weren't there to see what you saw.
Right, so we also describe where the vehicle's located, give the nearest address, which is this house right here, and they look on the ARC maps, and this is what they see. So when they pull it up, you have the ARC maps. So that's what they see on their screen, and there's very specific lines that show, which is similar to the Portland maps, if not the same, the property line. So the property line shows that it's public right-of-way because it's continuous. It's not boxed off with a yellow or red.
Let me hand back to you one of these ARC maps and have you draw where the vehicle was.
Sure.
Because this one is actually a closer perspective.
Sure.
And it's easier for me. So just put an X there.
Okay.
Where you recall the vehicle being parked.
It's not totally showing up too well.
Okay. Okay. I don't have any more questions about that. I do have a question about something that the appellant said, and she just said in her statement that she talked to the person who lives there. He reassured me that he had a visitor's park there in the past, and then it's private parking only. What is your response to that?
The person who lived there doesn't give an authority over a city right-of-way. They're parking on the right-of-way. I mean, that's, you can't, it's not valid. It's not a valid excuse. The vehicle was in violation.
Okay. And then the last thing I want you to respond to is the appellant put in a description here about speaking to Officer M83, and there were 3 points that the appellant was talking about in regards to why that officer suggested that the appellant appeal. Is there anything you would like me to know about that? Is Mr. Blue Officer M83?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see here, because if it's not necessary to have your testimony, then I would like to be more efficient, but hold on.
Okay,
I do think it would be good to have your testimony, so please come on up.
Okay.
And once you're seated, I'll just swear you in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
I do.
And please state and spell your first and last name.
My name is Patrick Belew, P-A-T-R-I-C-K. Last name is B-E-L-E-W, Officer M83.
Okay. Please tell me about the conversation that you had with the appellant.
Okay, this was, I was on a different matter a few cars away from where this incident occurred. And then I was talking to some maintenance workers about that matter, that particular matter, when the gentleman from this, the Lexus, the owner of the Lexus that I cited and she towed, came up to me and said, "Can I ask you about something?" So I said, "Sure." So we went on about 10 minutes as to why their car was cited and towed. And I explained to them, it was kind of, when I initially came upon it, my rule of thumb is usually, even if the signs are pointed where the vehicle is, if it's beyond towards the residence, if it's beyond the utility pole line, that is kind of, not up there anyway, out in southeast Portland, that's kind of rule of thumb as to, okay, it's private property, it's not right of way. I've worked up at OHSU. I've done this job for 18 years now. I've worked up there probably the majority of time. And so I've seen all of the little intricate little nooks and crannies of parking signs, violations, and whatnot up there. And I know that these property lines up there were drawn up or plotted around shortly after World War II when the structures were built. And like she said, they literally go up to the structure, if not, you know, right at the doorway a lot of times. And so I don't know if you have all of the pictures, but initially the first ticket, the day before I issued a citation, the vehicle was parked in front of the signs, not beyond the signs. And then when I came up, the vehicle was, in fact, what I consider it looked like a driveway. And I did not see that barricade of its private parking and all of that because the vehicle is all the way up to the edge of it's a bush or something at the edge. And so initially I called my dispatcher and I said, "Can you look at maps for me? Because my rule of thumb is it's, you know, private property." And sure enough, they looked up and said, "No, it goes literally through, like she said, through the whole area as right-of-way, even though," and she said, "people develop over it all the time without consulting the actual, you know, city property lines and whatnot." And so, therefore, when I got the okay that, yes, it is private or right-of-way, I issued the ticket. And then I didn't know that the vehicle the day before was parked ahead of the signs, and then whoever owns the vehicle saw the ticket and thought, oh, I'll just pull up a little, maybe I'm safe. And so I came upon it, and I didn't see the previous citation on the windshield. And so I thought they had been where I sighted it the whole time. And then I looked up on my dispatcher's maps and whatnot and said, okay, I'm going to cite it again. And then she got another call the next day, and I was in the area, and I said, oh, you know, what do you think about this? Because we were both kind of, you know, not up in the air, but we're not out to tow vehicles necessarily. We don't have any, you know, reason to, unless it's a valid tow. And so on the third time, yes, it's kind of a valid tow, because whoever is calling wants the vehicle out, and the person is either ignoring it or doesn't think that they're in the wrong.
Well, did you make these statements, and maybe could you pass him a copy of the appellant's written statement? Because sure. I think the appellant is saying that you told him or her certain things, you know, in support.
Yeah, I said you have a valid reason to, you know, anybody has a valid reason to appeal a tow.
I must say, I always tell people they can contest a ticket and or tow, yeah. Also that's their right to do so, but
exactly.
That's not my saying that it was an invalid tow. It's just giving them the option to let them know that they can do so. Okay,
he reassured me that, no, I never, yeah.
Yeah,
and
if
they
you
were,
could just go through maybe one, two,
okay,
three.
Yeah, they were, well, when he said he reassured me that he has had visitors parked there in the past, I didn't say that. I said if there was somebody parked here in the past, they received a citation and or was towed.
Oh, no. The second paragraph.
Okay.
And it says, on Monday the 15th, I was able to speak with Officer M83.
For that driveway, the demarcation between city and is not clear. That's true. I said that. Not given a citation. But there's... See, he would not have given a citation for properly parking there. There is no proper parking because, as you see in the other photos, it's a clear, there's two signs pointing where that vehicle was. So I don't know if they ignored them or they didn't see them or after the fact they realized, oh, maybe I shouldn't have parked here. But you would think they would have moved the vehicle after the first citation.
Yeah.
Which they did. They pulled it forward thinking that was private property. Because they probably saw that barricade that's in your photo, and they thought, okay, I'm going to park here now and not get a ticket from the city, but maybe get towed from that, I don't know, the apartment manager. I think those are the people that place those signs out there for either to just scare off people from parking there, and I don't think those are ever enforced.
Okay. What about point three, that you said you would have never towed a car there since the two no parking signs did not point towards the driveway?
He would have never towed. No, I didn't say that. I think he misstated me there because I wouldn't have said that. He said the combination prior. Okay, I did not see the private parking only barricade there either. And that doesn't apply to us anyway. So... And like she said, where that barricade was, that's still right-of-way, city right-of-way. So
okay.
It's kind of invalid, or it doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. So the main thing here that the appellant's arguing is that they're saying that the no parking restriction may not have been clear because of the private parking sign. And I totally hear what you're saying as far as that sign, the private parking only sign, is not a city sign, therefore you guys don't enforce it. But if we all step back and if I step back and kind of think of, well, what would a reasonable person parking on the street think, then how would they know that, okay, that if they pulled forward, that they weren't on private property, I guess, is kind of the only thing left in my mind if you want to respond to that.
One would assume that if you pull forward and then received a second citation on the second day, take that citation off the vehicle, basically affirming that you got another citation for the same exact violation, that you're accepting that you were in the no parking zone. There was no attempt to call our office. There was no attempt to find a reasonable explanation if they did not assume otherwise. And so by the third day, later in the day, I mean, you could see chronically that they were cited 3 days in a row. By the third day, it being towed, and it was not like first thing in the morning. It was, you know, a little bit later. One reasonable, in my opinion, one reasonable person, if you're exiting the vehicle and you have two signs that are in front of the home, you would question that. A reasonable person would question, why am I getting a second citation on the second day in a row? I understand that there may be a private property sign, but anyone can put a sign down. Does it mean that, you know, the apartment's like, I want this for my own space or otherwise? Anyone can put a sign down. That doesn't mean that it's a valid sign. When it's a city sign, that's something you should pay attention to. And when you're looking at the signage, there's not just one posted, there's actually two signs posted of the no parking anytime signs. And right in front of the left sign, like in their picture, I also showed that I sent in it's a city street. That they're cross-referenced right in front. Right in front.
Let me pull that up. Okay.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Go ahead.
It's a city street sign that shows Southwest U.S. Veterans Road and Whitaker Street. It's clearly posted a street. Whether it's a dead end or not, it's still a street. That's literally right in front of that vehicle. And the home.
Okay.
In front of the signs. No parking anytime signs.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you that based upon the information that I've heard, that I'm inclined to find that the tow is valid, but I just want to reserve the official decision until I can get this all down on paper. I hear what you're saying, and I am. I do believe that you put on a persuasive case. I just need to make sure that I have one last opportunity to look at everything again and just to make double check my decision. So I will give you the final decision by mail, but at this point I am inclined to find that it is a valid tow.
Okay.
So I just want to let you know that that's where I'm standing right now.
Okay.
And I really appreciate your testimony today, and I'll get that to you as soon as possible.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank
best
you.
Of luck.
Thank you.